management and financial information she needs is accessible from MS Reports, a single interface to many databases such as expense, customer, contract, and budget. MS Reports can also be used to access MS Sales, our sales reporting system, HeadTracks, our headcount system, and a financial management system that includes general ledger, fixed asset, project accounting, and statutory information and management reports. MS Reports uses Excel pivot tables to show data from multiple views, enabling Sharon to focus on analysis instead of data structures. She can review revenue projections for her product from sales locations worldwide as the projections are updated. She can view historical information about previous marketing campaigns, such as personnel, capital expenses, and marketing expenses. With the relevant data from MS Reports to help her plan, Sharon uses an online budgeting application to enter her projected headcount and expenses for her new product, then is able to track her marketing budget throughout the project, answering questions such as, what is my spend rate, where am I spending money, and how can I reallocate resources for new projects? Sharon may use an additional planning tool, OnTarget, to track expenses in more detail. OnTarget provides project accounting. A manager can get complete project expenses across multiple cost centers or across fiscal years. When Sharon is promoted to manager, one new duty is conducting performance reviews for each of her reports every 6 months. Each employee writes a self-evaluation, and Sharon adds her own performance evaluation to the original document. Sharon's evaluation of an employee incorporates peer review, and email makes it easy to get feedback from people in other divisions or even around the world. Sharon and her manager review her appraisals of the work of her employees and her proposed ratings for them. Then Sharon meets each employee face-to-face to discuss performance and new objectives. Microsoft managers used to spend more time on the paperwork for reviews than on the reviews themselves. Our review application simplifies the work of managers while ensuring that they follow company policies. The application calculates a default merit increase and bonus for each person based on Sharon's rating and on the employee's job level and current salary. Overriding the defaults is possible, for example, to load up the salary and bonus for a star performer, but managers have to adhere to the company's overall percentage guidelines. As Sharon enters the number for each employee, the tool automatically calculates the new group average. If she comes in too low or too high, she can go back and redo the numbers. After senior managers review the numbers electronically, compensation changes feed directly into the master employee data and stock option systems. By translating a rating into compensation, and by enabling the manager to visually compare such figures as ranking by performance and by salary, the review application helps managers to grade employees consistently according to both performance and policy. We estimate that the application also reduces managers' time spent on review administration by at least 50%. Saving aggravation and $40 million. Using our intranet to replace paper forms has produced striking results for us. As this program is recorded, we have reduced the number of paper forms from more than 1,000 to a company-wide total of 60 forms. Among those groups that started out with the most forms, procurement has dropped from 114 to 1. Operations has reduced the number of its forms to only 6, and human resources is down to 39. Of the 60 remaining paper forms, 10 are required by law, and 40 are required by outside parties because their systems are still based on paper. The last 10 paper forms are used so seldom that we haven't bothered to make them electronic yet. Businesses have an incentive to persuade partners and governments to accept information electronically so that everybody can get to a fully digital approach with no paper. Overall, the savings from our using the electronic forms I've described in this section amounted to at least $40 million in our first 12 months of use in 1997-98. The biggest savings came from the reduction in processing costs. Accounting firms put the cost of paper orders, mostly the time of all the people handling the paper, at about $145 per transaction. Electronic processing at Microsoft, by comparison, runs less than $5 per transaction. In its first year, MS Market alone handled 250,000 transactions involving more than $1.6 billion. Saving our company at least $35 million in processing. Transaction volumes are increasing significantly. The $35 million figure includes $3 million saved through the reassignment of 22 procurement personnel worldwide. MS Market also directs employees to vendors with whom we've negotiated volume discounts, which saves us money on many purchases. Using electronic forms for just the 401k plan, the employee stock purchase plan, and the stock options plan saved us another $1 million annually in labor. Attrition took care of some of the reduction in headcount, but most of the staff moved on to more important tasks they weren't doing before because they'd had to spend so much time on rote administrative chores. One person who had been spending each day answering routine questions now manages the content for the web page that provides the answers. Within a year, the number of employees using the online system to obtain account information and ask questions regarding Microsoft's 401k plan doubled from 24% to 51%. As a result, during the same period, assistance by service representatives decreased by half, from 35% to 17%. Our new online travel system is expected to reduce overhead in our corporate travel group and to triple travel agent productivity from an average of 8 to 25 completed itineraries, usually hotel, rental car, and airfare, per agent per day. Consistent employee use of preferred vendors will save us millions of dollars per year. The average time it takes an employee to make a domestic travel reservation is projected to go from 17 minutes and 6 phone calls or emails to approximately 5 minutes. All of the administrative applications and content I've talked about in this section run on a total of 12 servers, either dual processor or quad processor systems. Total cost for the hardware was about $300,000. Total development costs across 2 years was about $8 million. Ongoing support runs about $765,000 annually. Though far lower than comparable costs on other systems, our expenses were still higher than companies will see today because we pioneered a lot of solutions. There were no standards, for instance, for integrating third-party systems inexpensively. Software products such as our Commerce Server provide this integration today. Companies will see lower costs going forward as the result of standards and of increased functionality in commercial software packages.
Building a digital nervous system does not require some huge new investment in hardware and software. In fact, most companies have the key building blocks today. They're giving their knowledge workers PCs on their desktop. They're networking those computers together, and they probably got some kind of sight out on the internet and the ability to have information flow into and out of the company across the internet. A lot of the ideas, taking that and using it in a more profound way, taking information that was on paper and processes that where information was not captured, and getting it onto your intranet, and building tools so that the knowledge workers find that information very easy to get to.
Even as we pioneered solutions, our central IT budget, which covers these and other major business applications, decreased 3% between 1996 and 1999, mostly from standardizing data and consolidating the number of information systems we have. Electronic tools give us benefits beyond reducing transaction costs. For example, by requiring proper sign-off before a request is processed, MS Market prevents inappropriate purchases that can easily slip through a paper-based system. Shipping information is typed instead of handwritten, so routing errors are almost non-existent. Communication with our suppliers is documented, and we know the costs and